Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text for today is the Gospel just read, taken from St. Mark, chapter 11. Two parades took place that week, the beginning of what we call Holy Week. The first parade came in from the west, where the Roman governor, Pontius Pilate, entered into Jerusalem, the conquered city. He came from Caesarea, the center of the Roman government. He had to be present in Jerusalem for this Jewish feast that everyone was talking about. Passover, it was called. But he wasn't there to worship. As the governor, he was in charge of crowd control. The Jewish people of his day had a tendency to get rather testy at Roman rule. They were known to riot if just the right or wrong circumstances happened. Now, Pilate was a soldier, and so he entered into God's city with all of the pomp and bravado that the military could muster. Rows of infantry and cavalry. Pilate himself on a large stallion, as befit his rank. There was no cheering with that crowd, only silence. Pilate was the representative of Caesar, the one known as the Lord of all and the Savior of the world, or even called by some a son of the gods. Caesar was power, control. Pilate was everything about how the world really worked in Jesus' day and in ours. Contrast that with another procession coming in from the east. A preacher, a miracle worker, was entering into this thronging city, but his entrance could not be more ironic. One rides a stallion, the other an untamed colt of a donkey. One has soldiers and protectors who will guard them with their lives. The other has a group of disciples who, well, half the time don't seem to know what he's doing. And when they do know what he's doing, they try to stop him from doing it. One has the greatest backing of the greatest power on earth, the might of Rome. The other has the backing of the creator of the universe. But that backing, so-called, is hard to see at times. The people hate Pilate and today seem to love Jesus. But in a few short days, the crowd of worshipers will turn into a riot and call for Jesus' crucifixion. It seems hatred ran pretty deep in some places. So where do you fit in this topsy-turvy world? Do you fit with Pilate, with power, authority? Are you ready to riot when things are unfair or unjust? Are you ready to sit in judgment of those people, safe behind closed doors and gated communities, glad that you don't have to associate with such people? The fact is that whether we are watching Pilate silently or releasing our hosannas and save me now cries to the preacher miracle worker, in either case, we sons and daughters of Adam and Eve are fickle. We want to have our own way. We don't want anyone telling us what to do. Not the government. Not any preacher. And least of all, God. We want what we want, when we want it, and we will not be denied. While there are riots in St. Louis and around the country of one sort, we, of course, saw riots of Black Friday as well. It doesn't matter if it's justice or stuff or my team out to win. We are more like lost sheep or stubborn mules than we are anyone else. We all have our rights. Repent. What our Lord does in this text today is invite you to another way. The way that he goes is not the way of the world. It is not the way of Pilate. Remember again those words from our Old Testament reading this morning. Oh, that you would rend the heavens and come down, that the mountains might quake at your presence, as when fire kindles brushwood and the fire causes water to boil. You make your name known to your adversaries, and the nations might tremble at your presence. When you did awesome things that we did not look for, you came down, the mountains quaked at your presence. When God comes down, beloved, it is not what the world expects. God enters into our world, which is really his world all along. He enters into this world that is so far gone that his entry is violent. But it is not violent because he is violent. No, it's violent because the enemies of Christ know that their time is short. Christ our Lord has come down to lead us home to be with him. And the devil, the world, and our sinful hearts, well, they want nothing to do with this King of Peace. And yet he comes. Remember again the words of the hymn. Sin's dreadful doom upon us lies. Grim death looms fierce before our eyes. Oh, come lead us with mighty hand from exile to our promised land. Yet, he comes. He, in the womb of the Blessed Virgin, as a child, small and helpless. He comes as a lowly carpenter turned preacher. He comes into his city as the King of Irony, the Word of God incarnate, riding atop an untamed colt. He comes to die for you and for me. He comes to life again for you and for me. He comes through simple water, and he calls Gabriel to be his own. Gabriel, the child who will be baptized at the second service. He comes to you now, hidden under bread and wine, which is his body and blood. And he will come again in glory to lead us with a mighty hand to our home with him. A new heavens and a new earth. And today, he calls you by the gospel. He calls you out of darkness into his light. He calls you to turn away from the love of self, from the false gods of this world. He calls you to live as a child of God, an heir of the kingdom of heaven. He calls you to live as free men and women, free to love your neighbor as yourself, free to sacrifice because he has made the great sacrifice. He calls you to all this and more, and it is a great and mighty call. Trust in your King to save you. Follow him, for he will lead you through death to everlasting life in him. Believe it. Jesus' sake. Amen.